Today's date is August 4th, 2020. So, JV, would you state your full name, please?
Jerome Vance Haney. I go by JV.
And where did JV, how did that start? Why JV?
Well, JV came from Jerome Vance, and Jerome Vance is baseball players that my father was a big fan of. So when I came along, he named me after his baseball players.
All right, then why weren't you growing up as Jerome or maybe Jerry?
No, I grew up as Puddin'.
Okay.
and to this day, when I go back around in Craig County, Big Cabin, Vinita, Adair, and Mays County, people say, "Puddin', how are you?" And people look at me like, "What is this, Puddin'?" It's not Puddin' Head, it's Puddin'.
And why is it Puddin'? Why do they?
I don't know.
All right.
I grew up, I didn't know my real name until I was probably 10 years old.
And then you went on, of course, and became coach as well, so we throw that name in. Your date of birth?
11/9/33.
And that makes your present age?
That makes my present age 86, going on 87.
Yeah. And joining us here is Don King, who is a major sports broadcaster in our community, and the two of you have had a great relationship down through the years. Don, just a little bit about your background.
I've been in the Tulsa media for 40 years, since 1980. I have been doing play-by-play of different sporting events. I've probably broadcast more state championship games, radio and TV combined, than anybody in state history, so I'm pretty proud of that. And I've done sports talk with JV and a number of games with Coach over the years, and we've remained great friends over the last 35 years.
And then you were the play-by-play for Jenks football.
Yes. I'll be in 2020, if we have a football season, it'll be my 18th year of doing Jenks football on the radio.
And JV joined you on that?
JV hasn't joined me on the Jenks football, but he and I established the high school football games on cable television back in 1988, and I credit JV for what you see on 268 Fox 23 on Friday nights, and all the coverage that high school sports gets is a big reason for all of that now, is what JV started some 30 years ago or so.
Yeah. All right, where are we recording this interview?
We are recording this interview at Tyler Media out on 21st Street. It's an Oklahoma City-owned media company, but they have a couple of radio stations here in Tulsa, and I had worked for them for the last 4 years up until recently, and they were kind enough to give us the studios, and since I kind of know how to run the equipment, here we are.
Yes, and we appreciate that very much. And we're going to just comment just a little bit about coronavirus and the COVID pandemic, which is ultimately kind of what drove us here to the radio station. I'm asking, how is this affecting you now, JV, COVID-19?
Well, I think it has impacted us more about going to restaurants and just really going shopping. We have a tendency not to go. I sat in my chair in my garage door and visit with people walking by, but it's something that I have never experienced, and I really don't know where I'm handling it properly or not, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah, and you have a mask, and since this is all about history, because people will be listening back to us for years from now, we should point out there are those who are pro-mask and those who are anti-mask, and you have a mask there. We don't have them on in the studio now. We felt we were comfortable. But that issue is going on as well. You just don't know.
Yes, and I have a very difficult time wearing my mask. I forget it. And yet I see people doing it, and then I'll put mine on. And it's just been a situation that I've never experienced, and most of the people I'm around have never experienced it, and what is going to happen, I hope it's the best thing.
Don, your comment on your experience?
Well, it's certainly been a political volleyball, and it's unfortunate because I thought we had a pretty good handle on it in the beginning, and then when they kind of opened things up, I think the younger generation really struggled with the mask and the seriousness of this of this pandemic. It reminds me a lot, John, of what people probably went through in World War II. You had people, loved ones here that sent others off, not knowing whether they're going to return or not, not knowing when they would return. People here had to do much more for that cause than an 8-to-5 job. And so I just equate it to that generation that that my father went through in World War II, and how tough that generation was. And it's really kind of disappointing how the younger generation, and I'm 66, so I'll throw my generation in there as well, people not having the patience to want to wear a mask and protect themselves and protect others. It's a little disappointing in that end.
Yeah. And since we're talking sports, I think later on we can talk about how it's affecting sports here in the here and now.